Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince at the Bay.
Vince in 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 the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm back. That's right. Your audio erotic host has returned for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince in the Bay. I've had a little vacay from the program. I've missed all of my listeners. Thank you so much for joining me early on here, Mary, Matt, and Prison Reform Movement. Good friends of the show. And also thank you to all the guest listeners for tuning in. If you're new to Blog Talk Radio, it's like any other social networking site or whatnot. You can sign up, create an account, and join the madness in the chat room. Right now it's Mary Mad and Prison Reform Movement, the two ladies, the goddesses in the chat room with me. Tonight on the show, really quickly, Blog Talk Radio, real easy to do. It takes a minute to sign up. You create a screen name and an account. You can log in and you can chat with us in the chat room. I'm, of course, Vince in the Bay. If you're new to my show, I broadcast from the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay. And, of course, if you're keeping up with the world events, you'll know that right now in the Bay, there's some serious shit going down over in the East Bay. That's right. Occupation Oakland has had some dramatic developments since I last talked to you on these airwaves. The encampment, of course, which I visited last week, I think it was, and I remember upon visiting it, thinking that wow, these folks are pretty. They've got their roots sucked in pretty good in here. Like they had, not only were there plenty of people in tents, but there were little pathways through the tents. There were there was a little area where they had booths, and they had a kitchen, and they had a garden. They were planting a garden in the middle of this park in Oakland. It's a public park right outside of City Hall. And they renamed this park Oscar Grant Square. You know, by now I should know the real name, or the city ordained name of the park that they've been occupying. But shit is hitting the fan here, folks. I'm partly distracted because I'm watching a live ABC7 News news.com feed, helicopter footage of aerial footage of basically, it looks like a wall of cops cordoning off the park that these people want to occupy and have been occupying for the last 2 weeks. And I don't know. I think this, at least this could be, I mean, we could be looking at the Kent State moment of this Occupy movement. Who knows? There's been people in the news that have been clamoring for some sort of, you know, dramatic release. And I don't know. This is probably the most dramatic live pictures I've seen from any of these occupies. But it is Oakland. I mean, this could be after a Raider game for all I know. Did the Raiders play tonight? I kid because I care. I really do care. My heart goes out to all these folks who are trying to make a statement out there. They're trying to do it peacefully. You can look at this from many different angles. So they don't let you have that park. Looks like they're letting them have the street. They're all in the street right now. At least the individuals that seem to want access to the park, they're just all congregated in the middle of the street. I guess that would be 14th and Broadway, if I'm not mistaken. But there you go. It's pretty gnarly. And if anybody out there is listening and is out there on the scene, by all means, call in. Jesus Christ. The number is 347-826-7667. Again, that's what I'm following right now. If you want to call in and comment on this, great. If not, we can chop it up about whatever. It doesn't matter. It's open lines. It's whatever's on your mind. Now I'm catching up with the chat room here. Shouts out to Mary Mad, Blueberry Bubbles. Blueberry Bubbles, nice name, good one. Briz 540, Circa 319, Mary Mad, Prison Reform Movement, and lots of guest listeners. Don't be shy, guests. Feel free to join the conversation or jump into the chat room. It's really easy to do. Everybody's doing it these days. Alcoholic in the house. Welcome, Alcoholic, if you're just joining us. I was going to sort of freeform on some stuff tonight and take calls, but right before I went on air, this whole Occupy Oakland march has just kind of erupted, and it's kind of captivated a lot of folks, and it's captivated me. And so I'm just going to, instead of live tweeting it, I'm going to live BTR the Occupy Oakland proceedings, because it's definitely, there's definitely a scene going on. There's, looks like what appears to be, I would guess, maybe 500 protesters in, spilled out in the middle of the street, just hanging out. They want to get back into this park where they had their tents at and stuff just a couple of days earlier. They were gardening. They have, are you kidding me? They have a garden to tend to. Shouts out to Boots Riley. Boots Riley, I was watching the ABC News footage at 7, and sure enough, one of the first shots that they show from the scene, there's Boots Riley, you know, walking in front of a banner, and passing by the camera. Oh, man, good friend of the show, Boots Riley of the Coup, was in attendance earlier today, and he was, I don't know if he's still down there. Boots, if you're out there, call in, by all means, if you're listening. Anybody who's been down there today or is down there now who wants to join me, please, by all means, indulge me, enlighten me, tell me what's going down there on the scene. On the scene there, although it seems like there's also, okay, so you got a bunch of people down at, I guess, presumably near the other, because they had two encampments, and it looks like there's also a mass of people, I'd say maybe like 200 people. At another intersection, just a block, what is that, south? Yeah. So people are just hanging out. They want to get back into the park. Technically, I think they can stay there till 10. Like, why are they blocking off the park now? I thought it was at 10 o'clock. The park's supposed to be, there's a city ordinance that says that park should be is to be vacated between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. So technically, these people can go to that park. Why not? It's 9/11. They got, it's 9/11 p.m. Dun, dun, dun. No, now 9/12. Thank God. The 9/13 project. Yeah, if you want to join me, please feel free to do so, especially if you're on the scene in Oakland, California right now. I actually know some, I think Jackal is down there. I'm going to see if I can get Jackal to call in. But first, let me see if I have anybody on the switchboard. Oh, I do. I think this might be Shari Wongs, my first guest of the night, Shari Wongs of the Wongs. What's up, Shari?
Boom, boom, shake the broom. What is up, Vince?
Nothing much, dude. I just been following this Occupy Oakland stuff that's going on. It's pretty dramatic. But dude, what's up with you? I know you've been a busy little bee since I
Indeed.
Last spoke with you. Get us up to speed on your recent pwnage, if you don't mind.
Okay. At destructive sec on Twitter or destructive-security.com. We've basically been pwning Australia for the last 2 days, as well as just randomly defacing Chinese government websites. Kellogg's in Australia for no apparent reason. Loads of websites just being pwned. As the saying goes, boom, boom, shake the room. Webmasters beware, it's your inevitable doom.
I wish I had some sort of reverb I could put at the end of that.
Lol.
That was a good statement. You gotta work on that remix. Yeah, aren't you working on some music too? I could have sworn I saw a tweet. You tweet like a bazillion things. I know you got a book, a music career.
And
a filmmaking career, and you're an animator. And you do, on top of all this, you're also a computer wizard. How do you find the time, dude?
I don't, as well as me having to look after a baby at the moment because my mum's had a baby.
Oh, your mom just had a baby.
Yeah.
You got a little brother or a little sister now? What's going on?
A little brother.
And what do you think of him? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, he's really cute and he's funny. 1 minute, I got a picture from him. Let me put it in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, please. By all means, indulge us. If you're just joining us, it's Vince in the Bay hanging out here, Blog Talk Radio, with my homie from the UK. That's right. We broadcast from the UK to the Bay. I got my home skillet here, Shari Wongs of the Wongs. And also, I'm sorry, dude. Your new crew again? I can't keep up with it. You have a new crew like every week.
Destructive Security.
Destructive Security?
Yep.
All right, there you go. The new crew. The
and
new
thank
Wongs.
You,
affiliation.
Chapter,
wait a second. You didn't even mention the sheriff's department.
Oh, that was just fantastic, Dean. How did you hear about that?
I follow you on Twitter. I have figured it out.
The good old sheriff's department, which got my YouTube account suspended for the time being. I hacked the sheriff's department of Baldwin County's website and defaced their website, and then prank phone called them. And the guy threatened to come over to Eastern Europe.
Baldwin County, Alabama, I believe. Yeah.
And the police officer that I spoke to.
You want to talk about Deep South? That's some Deep South shit.
Sorry, I cut you off.
What'd you
say? Very lovely POI that I spoke to decided to threaten to come over to a plane and kill me, or come over to the plane and fire my ass or something. I can't remember exactly what he said. But then it blew up because it got featured on your news. Then it went on to Gawker. Then it went on to about a billion on one of the websites, and it just blew up to about 20,000 views in about 2 days, where eventually YouTube suspended my account, but the videos and the channel is still up. But I just can't upload any more videos on that channel. And for 6 months, I think it is.
Okay. So where's your new YouTube channel?
I just hacked 110, and I'm working to hack 500 YouTube accounts in protest, which by law they have to put on the front page of their website.
I have no idea what you just said, but it sounds
basically sound... I'm gonna, in response to them suspending my account, I'm gonna hack 500 YouTube accounts and release them on Pastebin, which by law YouTube have to put on their homepage saying check if your account has been attacked. Which would be quite funny.
Yeah, dude. When you talk a little bit slower, it's so much easier for the stupid Americans to follow along. Seriously, dude. And it doesn't help that you're a kid, so you fucking are at a million miles. You're going 100 miles an hour more than most of us just because. But yeah, dude. That's some wild shit, dude. You've been up to some really, really, really naughty things, Shari. And I'm not going to tell anybody, but I still love you. You're still my favorite.
I'm going to put this funny thing in the chat. Let me just find it.
Please do. We need some lulls. Absolutely. There's so much to get down about. I really appreciate folks like Shari that still put things in perspective. It's all about the lulls, kids. Keep it peaceful. Keep it tame. Be classy. Have a good time. Keep it above the belt,
I'm trying to find it. I think I've got it on Pastebin in a second.
As long as nobody
physically
harmed. What the hell?
Hey, this is another... I did tell you, Chris. City of Flint. I used to, as we had that one show where I just dominated the show, where
luminosity.com. What the hell is luminosity.com?
Look at it.
Okay. Oh man, I'm looking at this shot of Oscar Grant Plaza as well, and there are. I mean, there's obviously going to be some sort of confrontation tonight of some sort. It's got to be. They're not going to let these people just hang out there, are they?
Australia, they've had it so much worse than Oakland.
Melbourne. I saw the Melbourne footage. That was some gnarly shit, dude. They go into the crowd and pick them out one by one and just like... throw them around
the
and beat the shit out of them, and then arrest them.
Yeah, I know.
They did that in Chicago, but not, minus the beating the shit out of them part.
I'm targeting the government in Australia at the moment. I think I just uploaded a Java SOS onto the Australian government, and they still haven't removed it for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, some of the footage I saw, it's amazing, though. At least the station that I saw, the local station, news station that was covering it, it was amazing how respectful they were of the reporters, though. What, you know, they beat the shit out of the protesters, but they leave the reporters totally unscathed. Like, this woman was totally able to, like, do a full-on report with a complete, like, you know, basically WWF match going on behind her. And she did it flawlessly, and they did it without, you know, really bumping into her or really affecting anything. But she was right in on the action. It was amazing. As opposed to here in the States, where when they do bum rush the protesters, they don't care if they, you know, rattle some reporters. They don't give a shit. Although the reporters are a little more integrated here. There they seem pretty separate. I think, honestly, at half of these things, though, at least in my experience, like I went down to the BART protests and stuff, and most of these things, more times than anything, it's just a bunch of people with cameras that are just recording. There's seriously usually like a handful of legitimate, like, protesters that are, like, trying to provoke, and everybody else is just filming it.
That's quite funny.
Yeah. But you know, somebody who's really good at it is that guy Josh Wolf. I saw him make the rounds. He was on Russia Today, talking about the Occupy Wall Street coverage. He's covered fucking everything, dude. That dude's been, you know, at all the BART protests. He was at all the, you know, the Occupies in San Francisco and Oakland. You know, where all the drama went down. He was there last night. I haven't even seen his video from last night. I'm sure that's epic. He's a good one. Yeah, no one will blame this movement, these protesters for not having a lack of fucking, you know, communication. Let's see. Do we have anybody else on the switchboard? No, we do.
Yeah, where is everyone else? Yeah,
I know. It's a slow night, bro. I don't know. I haven't done a show for, like, I don't know, almost a week. Well, yeah, 4 or 5 days. Maybe people thought I canceled the series. I don't know. I think a lot of people are watching this Occupy Oakland shit. CBS News apparently has given up on it.
Check the latest thing that I put. The latest, like, it says. The latest link that I put on the chat room. It's rather hilariously funny.
Destructive sec.
No, it's like, yeah. So check the...
Australia.
Indeed. Check the third... Australia... the second Australia.gov.au link. No, wait. I'm confused now. Okay, check the first one, sorry.
Agawa Plaza, that's what it's called. Agawa Plaza. The Occupy Oakland is at Agawa Plaza. Is that it? Oh, my God. This person says, I'm pretty sure the Agawa Plaza rats started the whole Occupy Oakland thing. Public health is a red herring. Yeah, the rats were already there, though, so you can't really blame them for the rats. One of the gripes against the Occupy Oakland is the sanitation, the health hazard.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it is if they're making a freaking garden.
I'm sorry, what? Again, slower for the dumb American.
They are making things like a garden. It seems like a health hazard, and sanitation seems like a problem.
You're in the mix with Shari Wong. That was like that was pretty badass. Can you talk the entire show like that? It's almost like the dubstep remix version of Shari Wong's, but in real time.
Well, I'm trying to look something. BRB.
BRB. Very well then. Well, I'm VITB, and I'm keeping myself glued to this Occupy Oakland stuff. I'm going to see if I can't go onto the interwebs and catch up on some tweets and see what's going on. I think there was, if you want to tweet me, it's twitter.com/VinceOfTheBay. Hey. Yeah, this is pretty gnarly stuff. All right, I'm going to take a break and be right back. All right, folks, they're dispersing tear gas, it looks like. If you go to abclocal.go.com/KGO, I'll put the link into the chat. Yeah, dude, seriously, shit is going down right now. They're firing on the occupiers down there. Yeah, they basically flushed an entire city block with pepper spray, it looks like. And they just cleared an entire intersection. That was the intersection of Broadway and 14th Street in Oakland. They just cleared it out. I swear to God, this shit, I gotta screen cap this shit. This is gnarly, dude. Seriously, they just, I've never seen so much pepper spray get blown in one direction. It seriously, like, there was a congregation of people, and oh my God, there, I, like I said, there was an intersection at 14th and Broadway where there were, oh my gosh, probably 200 to 300 people, at least a good solid 300 people congregated there, trying to, you know, standing off in front of a line of police, and it was just a static assembly of people, and then out of nowhere, people started scrambling, and then people really started scrambling, and then it was like. Like gusts, like huge fucking gusts of pepper spray. That was some gnarly fucking shit. All 300 of those people just bulleted down, mostly down. I don't even know what street they're going down now. I want to say that's 14th. Is that 14th Street they're going down? I don't know. They've congregated at another intersection. Yeah, this is going to be a little cat and mouse game for a while, I think. There's still a good 300 people scattered around out there on the streets. It's wild. Oh, my God. I'll stop screen capping this. That's going to be on the news and shit. Shouts out to abc7news.com for their live video stream. This is gnarly. Once again, Vince in the Bay, hanging out here in the Bay, watching Occupy Oakland get peppered sprayed like a motherfucker. I don't know what that was. It was just a huge gust of white, a white cloud of smoke, like fucking when you ever play Spy Hunter back in the day. Oh shit, Shari, I think I have you on mute, dude. Shari Wongs, are you there?
Yeah, I've just tweeted at Euronews.
You ever did you see that? Did you see that gust of fucking pepper spray?
No, I'm like watching it now, and there's like about 1,000 people in this one place.
Oh my god, it was insane, dude. It was just like this huge fart that just went, just like a cloud of smoke that just went all the way down a city block.
I'm eating like a chicken breast and watching this.
Yeah. So now these people are just going from intersection to intersection in downtown Oakland. I'm telling you, this is what they do after Raider games. This is life in the Bay. This is has nothing to do with Occupy Wall Street.
Vince. Mary Madge just put up the video of the sea gas.
Oh my God, so gnarly! Once again.
Whoa.
Wow.
See, this is why the UK...
Yeah, man, that sound of the tear gas guns blazing, that shit's loud. That shit is really loud. I would not...
This is why the UK riots are so much more fun, because the UK police have guns or tear gas. Wow.
Dude, once again, Vincent the Bay holding it down with Shari Wongs from the Bay to the UK and down to Bombay and back over to LA. Call in now, 347-826-7667. We're just chilling out. We're watching this Occupy Oakland go down. Once again, these folks, these protesters were thrown out of their encampment last night, early yesterday morning by now. They had their encampment raided, and most of those people that got raided last night are still in jail, by the way. Like, these people that are out there right now, they're what's left over and who's decided to join the show. So Shari Wongs and I are just hanging out, watching this go down on live on ABC News 7. It's crazy. CBS decided to just give up. They're just like, we've seen this before. We got our story. We're out of here. I wonder how many helicopters are out there. There's got to be at least 4 or 5 helicopters up there, news and police. And probably medic, too. God, I hope there's medics down there. Shouts out to non-medics. I know they're in the house. Oh, God, could somebody... Wow. 347-826-7667 is the number. You call that number, you have to press the number 1 to alert me that you want to be put onto the show, onto the program. If you're new to the show, you call in, you press the number 1, and I'll put you on the show with the Wongs. The Wongs holding it down with me, my co-host. For the first hour here, and if you want to get in on this, don't worry, we don't bite. Hey, Anon Korea is here. Hi, Anon Korea. Hi, Blueberry Bubbles. Briz 540, Circa 319, Shari Wong. Cyber War News in the house. Shouts out to Cyber War News. Thank you for joining me. There's Goose Zero. I'm thinking of Goose Cream Soup. Where's Goose Cream Soup? Ghost Zero in the house. Shouts out to Ghost Zero. Isnan in the building. Isnan. Mary Mad in the house. Hey, Mary Mad. Mary Mad said that she was protesting Obama today. Obama was also in the Bay today. Speaking of the one percenters. The one percenter's current thoroughbred was doing a second round of fundraising here in the Bay, and I heard that there were something like 500 to 700 protesters outside of the W Hotel in downtown San Francisco. Obama, holding it down in the Bay. Yeah, yeah. It's just kind of like interesting how the planets just sort of aligned. Obama's in the Bay. At the same time, you know, the Oakland streets are ablaze with tear gas being rained upon innocent, peaceful protesters. It's a tragedy. Anyway, 347-826-7667 is the number. Call in, press the number 1, and I'll put you on the show. And until then, until you call, I'm going to keep following this Occupy Oakland stuff. It looks like there's another, you know, people are kind of starting to mass up at another street corner. I don't even know where they are at this point. There's got to be multiple groups. There's groups all over. There's little pockets of people all over the place. Oh, what's up with Jackal? I'm pretty sure our friend Jackal is on the scene.
I'm saying to come on.
What's that?
I tweeted at Jackal telling him to come on Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, tell him to call in to the show and give us a live report.
Well,
no, he was down. Yeah, excellent. You're the man. See, you're helping me produce, dude. This is perfect. You're also my producer. Produce some guests. Yeah.
This guy is brilliant. He just like sucks my dick so much.
Wait, who's that?
I'll put it in the chat room.
Oh crap, I'm still screen capping all this shit. I hate when I do that. I just eat up so much goddamn. But hopefully I'll find a good shot of that wide shot that I saw where you could see the perspective of just all the big gust of smoke, this just cloud of, it was like a huge billowy cloud that just engulfed the street. Creepy and chilling to watch it happen. I can't imagine being there on the ground. And Mary Mad sent me a video. Somebody's already uploaded a video of that tear gassing. And oh my God, how horrifying that that sound is. Let alone the other effects. Shouts out to Mary Mad for sending me that link. I'll try to upload the audio and play that before the show is over. That's so gnarly. Actually, those things are gnarly, dude. Do you hear that?
Yep.
I don't think I can hear anything. I think I lost my hearing. I kept my headphones on for that. That would seriously have blown my eardrums if I was. I hope those people had their ears covered. That's like worse than being at a concert. And I saw people tweeting that they were using sound cannons too. On top of that, they're using those crazy sound cannons. They're just different, like high pitch or low pitch frequencies that are just supposed to annoy the fuck out of you. It's nasty, dude. That's why you got to modify your megaphones. You got to hack your megaphone and make it whatever. That's the one thing that I thought would have been cool when I was down on the streets for those BART protests. And the cops were just kind of, I mean, those protests were tame. There was, at most 100 people, and so they were easy to contain. But they always had a big SUV with a loudspeaker, a megaphone, and I always thought it would be awesome if Anonymous could find some way to hack into that loudspeaker. just to make them start saying stupid shit. Maybe that could be a project for you, Shari Wongs. Maybe learn how to hack into a that's
your megaphone.
Yeah.
You can do it. If you can get a hold of it, you can like place a bug in it, which is pretty much the same as what the FBI use, apart from you use it for the other method of implanting audio, not transmitting audio. So yeah, it's possible.
Within the realm of possibility. Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phone lines. We have somebody that has decided to join us here. Once again, it's Vince of the Bay with Shari Wongs, and we're following this Operation Oakland nonsense. And let's see who's with us now. Area code 201, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince, this is Christopher from Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm good, Christopher, from Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Youth Worldview. We talked a few nights ago.
Oh, Your Worldview.
Yes, Youth Worldview, remember?
Yeah. What's going on, Christopher? What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Well, I've been monitoring the whole thing with the Occupy Oakland thing.
Yeah, what do you think
I
want to
let already there was a war vet from the Iraqi Gulf, from the Iraqi War, Operation Iraqi Freedom, who was taken to the hospital for his injuries.
That's terrible.
Yes, and also, as a result, we are also getting reports that at least 8 rounds of tear gas canisters and concussion grenades were used against the Occupy Oakland protesters at this time, and they're still going.
Oh, they are still going. It's nuts, dude. And they're going to follow those kids around probably all night until they ban them. They'll probably just wait till it gets down to, oh, I don't know, maybe like a more manageable number, like say, maybe like 100 or 200 people.
I still stand in solidarity for the Occupy Oakland and all the other Occupy grassroots groups going on right now, especially the Occupy Wall Street, because I know they're trying to speak up for the youth of this nation and the world. And I still am doing my shows on promoting making bullying illegal. We're doing one more show for the month, which is, if you missed the rally, yes, last week there, Vince. The good news is...
How are you going to make it illegal, though? Can I ask you that, though? How are you going to make bullying illegal?
Well, here's the thing.
Like, if I start intimidating you, but would you be able to call the cops and they'd write me a ticket?
Well, here's the thing. I'll explain it all to you. If you were young, I mean, the bullying starts at a very young age, like 3 years old and everything. And you have to apologize in front of the kids if you get caught the first time and make a pledge not to ever vow not to ever do it again. But if you keep on doing it, you got to apologize in front of the whole school for your behavior. But as you get older, okay, you are going to – it's going to get a whole lot worse. And and I think this is totally – I think this is very serious.
Yeah, no, I want to know. I'm just curious. How are you going to – let's say that everybody agreed, you know what, bullying really is bad. Yeah, people are getting killed. Yeah, this is just – we got for everybody's safety. We have to outlaw bullying. Fine. Okay, we all agree. All right, consensus, twinkles. And how are – how is that legislation going to play out? What's it going to be? Like you get 5 to 10
judicial rights for
somebody an asshole?
No, judicial rights for, like, physical harm or emotional harm.
Yeah, but I think existing laws already cover all that. I don't think you need...
Not enough. I don't think that's not enough, though, I think. But anyway, this is...
Okay.
We're talking... We'll deal with that in the next time. But this is more serious tonight because this everybody's really... I'm offering prayers for their safety and protecting... And offer the prayers of all to stand up against to be able to unite in positive talk and change for the betterment of humanity. So Occupy Oakland, if you got a supporter on your side, so please hang in there. Don't give up hope.
Am I live now?
Yeah, you're right on here, dude. What's up? What's going on?
Is your student's name Chris?
Chris, yeah. What about
Yes.
him?
Yes.
Yeah, Chris, are you the one that bullied me at school?
Oh, brother. Come on, guys.
Wait, what did
Come
you
on,
say, Shari?
I didn't think this is the guy who bullied me at school.
All right, Shari, stop teasing, okay? Okay, you're lucky bullying is not illegal. You would have been arrested right there. I would have had to turn you over to the feds. Thank God it's not illegal yet. Well, shouts out to him, Christopher, for calling. I'm sorry he had a rage quit. Good luck with that cyberbullying law. I don't know, bro. Or just bullying in general. It's kind of like once you might as well just make it illegal to be mean. Oh, that was mean. That was mean.
He rage quit.
You timeout. You mean. I'm sorry, dude. I love Christopher. You know, shouts out to him. Good luck with your show. And great. Yet another person who's repulsed by my program and will probably never come back. It is what it is. The glory rolls on. Let's bring on
Not
another
by your
caller here.
But by me.
We got another caller here. Go ahead. 111. You're on the air. Block number. Oh, yeah. This is an oldie but a goodie. All right, everybody do, like, robotic dancing. Okay, that's enough. No more of the Fame soundtrack or whatever the hell that was. That's horrible. I apologize. 347-826-7667. Also, yes, Soundboard Sunday. That's when you soundboard me, folks. That's a reminder. Sunday is reserved for soundboards. If you're going to troll me with soundboards, save it for Sunday. Just go nuts on Sunday. If you're going to troll me tonight, just do it with your real voice. You know, don't use a soundboard. Just call in, prank call me. We'll get some lulls, and we'll move on. But no soundboards, please. Unless they're good, but they rarely are. All right, we're following Occupy Oakland. They just dispersed a ton of tear gas on these poor kids. And there are kids down there. There are people reporting that there are young children in attendance. People, God knows why somebody would, you know, bring their kid to a protest, which is in protest of an encampment getting raided by riot cops. I mean, you got to know that it's going to be potentially a rocky process if you're out there roaming around marching and stuff, especially when the cops have already raided with riot cop police. I don't think that's the cue to bring down, you know, let's bring down the kids. Let's have a picnic down at Occupy Oakland, kids. Why not? Just have a day out. But, hey, it is what it is. 347-826-7667 if you want to chime in on Occupy Oakland or something else. It's okay. We could switch it up. It's, you know, open lines, open format. You dictate the conversation. Let's see who we have here. We have a caller from area code 865. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, man. What's up?
Nothing. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've been looking at this ABC 7 news, like live feed and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I got to say, a lot of this stuff, this looks like really close to war. I mean, it is scary looking stuff.
Yeah, there's some intimidating looking. They ended the stream, those bastards.
Oh, they did? Oh, I was wondering.
ABC 7 ended the stream.
like clip. I mean, I was watching it earlier, and that's. I mean, that shit.
No, it just ended. It just ended a second ago. I had been following this ABC7 live camera feed from their helicopter up there, but that feed is now gone. It has ended. Well, they lasted longer than ABC or CBS.
Yeah, but that stuff's scary. I mean, that reminded me, like, I think it was Saturday. I mean, I wasn't at this particular place, but, you know, there's occupied stuff all over the place.
Yeah.
I was at, you know, I was just minding my own business, and I heard, like, these loud noises, like, and I got in my car, and I drove down, and, I mean, everyone was just running around, like, freaking out, and for some reason, like, everyone was so scared, and there was this, like, weird broad. She was, like, she was kind of dark purple, and her hair was kind of flowy. And everyone was, like, screaming and running from her. Everyone was, like, dressed up in these weird costumes. And she was talking really loud. And she wouldn't refer to her, so she kept on saying, like, she kept on referring to herself as we. And everyone was freaking out. She went up to the mayor, and the mayor was freaking out. Like, and there was one pony who was, like, wanting to go and talk to her because she knew who she was because she and her friends helped her, like, seriously turned her back to being good. Hold on, I'm going to post a link here in the chat so you can see what I'm talking about. It was just crazy. I mean, everyone was scared of her. I mean, it was so damn weird. I mean, you just got to check out that link. And I probably need to get off here because it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. But just check out the link. You're going to see the crazy shit that I've seen. It's just so damn. You just got to check it out, Vince. It's crazy.
So I'm following Josh Wolf on Twitter, and he's saying he's on the scene right now, and he says as hundreds are gathered at 15th and Broadway, treating injuries and regrouping during a lull in the action. A lull in the action. Wow! Like it's just going to be a standoffish night. I should try to get Josh Wolf to call in. That's so gnarly, dude. They're just kind of licking their wounds, and they're going to go back for more. Man, I hate the new Twitter. It's a piece of garbage. Pisses me off. Why did they have to mess up Twitter like that? All right, we lost our caller. Thanks for calling in, dude. Appreciate the call. Once again, Vincent the Bay holding it down here, checking out this Occupy Oakland as it unfolds here with my friend Shari Wongs.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, Josh was interviewed on RT Russia today. Mary Matt in the chat room says that Josh was interviewed on RT today, Russia television. Yeah, he's big time now. He probably won't even call into the show anymore. He's big time now. He's on Russia Today. I get it. I get the D-love level internet celebs. It's okay. I'm cool with that. Big ups to the ozone of the building. Also, Jewish producer Mary Mad, Prison Reform Movement, Isnan, a bunch of guest listeners, Ghost Zero, Shari Wongs, who's on the line with me, Charlie Sheen Wolf, that's a good one, Circa 319, Briz 540, and Anon Korea. And don't be shy, people. The lines are open, 347-826-7667. I had been following this Occupy Oakland and talking about it, but we can change it up. We don't have to just talk about that. I wonder if they have a live stream up. They had a live stream up earlier. Where did that go? Mary Mad, attention, Mary Mad. Is there an Occupy Oakland live stream? Get somebody in the chat room. Occupy Oakland live stream. Charlie Sheen Wolf says winning destructive sec. Charlie Sheen Wolf is a big fan of Destruction Sec, who, of course, pwned the sheriff's department of, oh, geez, I already forgot what county. What county was it? Shari Wongs, are you even listening?
Yeah, sorry, I'm in Anon Ops. What do you say?
Oh, what's going on in Anon Ops? What are people saying in there?
We just talked about the oak.gov. It's vulnerable, but it's the wrong Oakland file.
Oh, yeah, okay. You don't have to give away too much of the inside baseball, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Anonymous isn't, Anonymous has kept a very keen eye on Bay Area activism, especially now that Operation BART has blipped up on their radar. So they're very in tune with the Bay Area and Oakland, and I don't doubt that Anonymous is not only boots on the ground but also behind the scenes doing what they do.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if there's some sort of wild leakage or some sort of pwnage of some sort on the horizon. It seems like sheriff's departments are the least bothered by securing their websites. That just seems to be like a general rule of thumb. There's always kind of like wild leaks with sheriff's department. I mean, maybe it'd be the Alameda County Sheriff, I think, here. They might be a little more sophisticated being here in the cradle of Silicon Valley. But hey, who knows? It's anybody's ball game these days, kids. Don't be shy if you want to call in, 347-826-7667. I'd love to get somebody who's actually down at the protests or has been down at the protests today to call in. But yeah, Charlie Sheen Wolf. Where the fuck did that come from?
Winning.
347-826-7667 is the number. Radio reference. Ooh, we got a radio reference. Alameda County has their own Sheriff's Department audio. Nice. Alameda City Police. Yeah, I've seen all this. You know what's interesting is they don't have this radioreference.com. Which is, I think, what people were using for the Operation BART stuff. I think BART is on there. Yeah, BART is on there, but you can't find the San Francisco Police Department on there. You can get their EMS dispatch, but not their police department. Berkeley Police would probably be on. They'd probably be on high alert. Because they said there was something like 17 different individual police organizations that were involved. 17. Berkeley Police would definitely be in on the ball game, I would suppose, given support. That's a lot of OT these people are getting, too. And who's going to pay that OT? Oh, the one percenters, right? Get the one percenters and write them a check. Shouts out to Ghost Zero for sending me that radio reference link. Yeah, dude. That's some gnarly stuff that's going down there. If they would just listen to Selassie and stop hating in the Bay. Actually, I think I follow Selassie on Twitter, and I'm pretty sure I saw him tweet that he was down there. Hopefully, teaching these folks on the street to stop hating in the Bay. I mean, it obviously didn't work, but he's out there trying. But yeah, the police were certainly hating in the Bay, no doubt about it.
Vince,
yeah.
Do you know MSNBC?
I'm familiar with their work. Yes. What about them?
They are apparently talking about my prank call.
Oh, no shit. Right now? Or are they have already?
I think they have already. Somebody in Anonymous is talking about it to me, and he's trying to find it. He was trying to record it, but he couldn't.
If it was on air, that's awesome. But it could be just an article. MSNBC does a lot of articles now too, though.
Yeah.
But that's another highlight to the already illustrious career of the Wongs. Shouts out to the Wongs for holding it down with me. Jesus, man, I'm glad you called in, dude. If you didn't call in, I'd be just floating here on my own, man. You saved my life tonight. I'm glad you were game to call in, dude.
No, you would have had Kishu. Oh, wait.
Dude, Kishu called back into my show.
When? She emailed me.
The last show I had? Go on my archives, the last show. I actually went
because she was emailing me.
It was on Thursday. My show on Thursday night. There was like 2 minutes left in the show. I was getting ready to like wrap it up, go around the horn, and out of nowhere, Kishu calls in. So I just...
She emailed me on the same day.
Yeah, so I decided to go into overtime, and it was me, her, and Jackal, and I think Wendigo. Or no, Susaseki, and... and Bathtub Girl. Yeah, Bathtub Girl was giving readings, and she gave Jackal a reading, and then she gave Kishu a reading. So, yeah, Kishu's back from the dead.
I'm just looking for the MSNBC thing.
Yeah, let's see that, dude. I don't doubt that it was MSNBC. I wonder if it was was it Rachel Maddow?
No. To the actual report. Sorry, one for report, but I can't see the thing while I'm trying to find.
Reverend Al Sharpton reports on the wall.
According to Wired, replace the website of the Boston Police Patrolmen Association, the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office, in Alabama, and the International Association of Chiefs of Police with an anti-police rap video. My deface was about one of them getting arrested for being a pedo. Claims to the attacks in the anti-tech hack movement, an offshoot of the anonymous hacking group in the past. Anti-tech has made its social agenda by launching online campaigns against controversial political figures such as Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe. And blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yes. This is the last time I reported on this show. Anonymous has been busy. They hit the Boston police.
Here we go.
Website.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, it's at the bottom.
I'm sad to see that I really don't want to see this Occupy movement turn into just like protesters versus cops. I mean, this is supposed to be about the 1%, right? It turns into more of like a spectacle, and it becomes like about the police brutality and not the brutality that these evil bankers have exerted. Right? Can't lose focus, people. Don't lose focus. Forget if honestly, I don't know why these protesters at this point have made this little square in Oakland. You know, they're so hard set on that being their spot. Why don't they just go somewhere else, dude? Just go, go to another park. Yeah.
I got to go, though. Okay, see you. I got to go.
All right, dude. Thanks for coming through, Sharp Ones. I appreciate it, dude. Thanks for calling, bro.
Bye.
Shari Wongs, everybody. Shari Wongs. Good times. 347-826-7667 is the number. Shari Wongs. Oh, he found the article. Let me check this out. Is this okay? Is this what he just read like in 5 seconds? Well, anyway, Shari Wongs Thank you for calling in, and I will read this MSNBC.com article about anti-sec. Anti-sec says it's behind police website attacks. The group says it wanted to support Occupy Boston movement, but also was bored. That's right. The hackers who defaced police department websites in Boston and Alabama did so in support of the Occupy Boston movement. And why would they? That makes sense. That makes sense. We're in support of Occupy Boston. We're going to hack an Alabama website. I didn't write it, folks. I didn't write it. Anyways, I'm just going to read it. Okay. And to protest the Boston police for what they perceive as unprovoked violence against demonstrators. There's another decidedly less righteous reason behind their attacks, however. They were bored. The hack, according to Wired, replaced the websites of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office in Alabama, and the International Association of Chiefs of Police with an anti-police rap video. Claiming responsibility for the hacks is the Anti-Sec Hacking Movement, an offshoot of the Anonymous Hacking Group. In the past, Anti-Sec has made its social agenda felt by launching online campaigns against controversial political figures such as Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe and U.S. law enforcement agencies such as the Arizona Department of Public Safety in retaliation for Arizona's controversial immigration laws. The hackers dumped the names and passwords of at least 2,000 members of the BPPA, that would be the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association. That's the union that represents Boston police officers. From the Alabama Sheriff's Office, the hackers exposed names, addresses, phone numbers, and social security numbers. The hackers also made public 600 megabytes of data stolen from the IACP, including names and addresses. The security firm Sophos, obtained a recording of a call made to one of the hacked law enforcement agencies, in which the hacker, speaking with a British accent, tells the officer he performed the hack because he, quote, got a bit bored. Sophos' senior technological blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blah-blah-blah. Writes that the call was placed to the BPPA, but it's possible, given the officer's accent, that Cooley was mistaken and the recording is from the Alabama Sheriff's Office. That's where I presumed it was. That was Alabama. Anyways, the recording I heard, which is now no longer on YouTube, I believe, I'm pretty sure that was somebody from Alabama, unless he got transferred from Alabama to Boston. The hacker taunts the officer, laughing at him when the officer says he's going to trace the call, obtain a warrant, and put him in jail. Quote, I'm going to get on a plane in the this is the sheriff's guy. Sorry. Quote, I'm going to get on a plane in the next few minutes and head that way. Start looking for you somewhere. Bring it on. Oh, no. To which the hacker replies, bring it on. Bring it on. I can't do it. Sure, that's I can't do it, an accent, a British accent like that, but whatever. There you go. Our good friends in Anti-Sec making some ink in the headlines over at MSNBC. Good times. Shouts out to everybody in the chat room still holding me down. Jackal Anon in the building. Oh, my goodness. Jackal Anon, you need to give us a report, bro. Tell us what's going on down at Occupy Oakland, bro. I just watched some gnarliness on the news. I'm glad I didn't go down there. I was so close to going down there. It was kind of like a toss-up between doing my show or going down to occupy Oakland, and it looked like some gnarliness out there on the streets, to be honest. And I'm glad I decided to do the show, but I think Jackal Anon was on the scene for a while, and I'd love it if you called in, Jackal, and gave us a little report on what you experienced. I don't know if you were there for the tear gassing. I hope you didn't get tear gassed, dude. All right, here he is. Let's bring him on. Jackal Anon, what's going on, dude? Are you okay?
I am.
So what happened? Tell us the story.
Well, walking down Broadway, it was the first time that we were stopped, and we were told to disperse. And then in 5 minutes, they were going to start arresting, and they said if we didn't leave, that they would use chemical weapons, so tear gas. And then didn't get it then because I kept on walking. And then went down to the park, the Oscar Grant place. And then it was just constant tear gas. I got it 3 times, and then I got hit by a beanbag. And that's about it on that part. But, like, there was kids in the crowd. I saw a kid, like passed out on the ground. There was people bleeding, people throwing up. They used a sound cannon. Like, people were just literally falling over. It was pretty messed up.
What's it like experiencing the sound cannon? Do you have to like cover your ears?
No, it's more shock waves than anything. I was anticipating it being like loud, but it was more like deep bass.
Huh.
Like literally, I fell over.
Almost like going to a Bass Nectar show.
I'm sure they would love to have the subwoofers there. But yeah, like there was kids passed out and stuff. It was nuts. There was one that like I wanted to grab the kid to take, and his mom wouldn't let me. She was just
dude,
over it.
What people would bring their kids down there to that, dude? That's crazy.
I mean, I know.
That's so gnarly, dude. I just saw that Mary Mad passed me a clip of somebody that just uploaded from them getting tear gassed.
Yeah, that's some shit.
It just the shot of that thing alone, the sound is.
Yeah, while I was there, I got it 3 times by looking at Twitter. They're up to 5 now. Like 5 times being tear gassed nonstop.
Yeah, unfortunately, they shut down the helicopter feed.
Yeah, I heard that Bob was there. I was pretty stoked when I heard that.
Bob's not there. Bob's in fucking San Diego, dude, or L.A., isn't he?
Yeah, but L.A. was covering it.
Oh, Bob was covering it, but not
Bob,
from a helicopter.
Yeah, he was. He was in a helicopter. That's what I heard.
No, dude. He came. He got in his helicopter and flew up to the bay just to cover this. He's like an epic fucking helicopter reporter.
Well,
he's
only the best,
on
right?
On demand at a moment's notice. He's going to go to another fucking.
That's what Ghost told me.
Who said that?
That's what Ghost told me. He said that he was on whatever that station is down in L.A.
I think Ghost wanted him to be covering this or was hearkening back to that, but I don't think he meant that he was actually covering it, dude. Dude, that guy's in L.A.
Yeah, you're probably right. Still. Don't ruin my dreams.
You trolling. Trolling.
So why didn't you come out and hang out?
Dude, Because I didn't want to get kettled and taken away.
I don't think we're ever truly kettled. I think like they were starting to.
I don't know what was going on. I was watching the news, and it looked like at one point they were trying to just break up the crowd, like b- break it off into different pieces or something. And then they just kind of retreated back to the park and just cordoned off the park and made it inaccessible.
Yeah, and they closed out. They closed down 12th Street BART.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, I would have. I probably would have gotten to that station right as they were closing it if I would have decided to go. But I figured if I went down there, I'd probably still be down there. I wouldn't be able to do a show until later, and it's almost past my bedtime.
Yeah. Plus, I was getting some tweets and texts that like some other stuff was happening, like on the feed that I couldn't see, and they suggested I should have gotten out of there. So I took some advice and got out.
Good. I'm glad you're safe now.
Yeah, I'm beat though, man.
I bet, dude. It looks like a lot of agility.
Like, I wasn't even going to come onto the show, but too many people asked me to.
Yeah. No, it's brave of you to do so, man. So what's the general consensus there? What are people doing?
People are upset. Like, people are really upset, but they're staying peaceful.
Yeah, but it seems like these protesters are sort of regrouping at
they're not sections. They're not leaving that park.
Which park?
The Oscar Grant Plaza or whatever. They're not leaving that place, man.
Well, they're not going to be there for a while. I thought they were going to another park. So you mean they're just going to keep going back, regrouping and trying to get back into that park?
I think that's the plan. That's what it seems like, at least. It's a war zone now. You should go down there just to get a whiff of some pepper spray.
No, I think I'm good.
I'm going to start calling it Dr. Pepper from now on.
Yeah, no, I can do without that. I'll just check it out from afar. I'm not surprised that this is happening right now at all. I knew this was going to be an ugly shutdown because I went to that encampment, like I said, a week ago, and those people were entrenched, man. They were, you know, they're like, we're here. They had a fucking garden. They were gardening, you know. They were, you know, had their own little miniature little ecosystem going on there. And I was like, there's no way the city's going to let this go on for much longer. This is ridiculous. This is insane. These people have taken over. This is like a instant shanty town. It was like, where the fuck, you know, where's the Grateful Dead? Are they in town? Are they playing at the Fox this week? Are they, what the hell? Yeah, I was like, this is going to get, these people are pretty much hunkered in here. I think it's going to be pretty dramatic to uproot them, and it's turned out to be that way.
Well, yeah, they did it this morning and then tonight.
Yeah, and the people that they arrested this morning aren't even out yet. They're, you know.
They're probably still getting booked. Like 100 people this morning?
Oh, tonight, have there been an additional 100 tonight as well? Or
no, I'm talking about tonight. This morning. I don't really know anything about numbers tonight. I
saw different numbers.
Hurt,
I saw 100.
Police got hurt.
I saw 100. I saw 75. Davey D is actually a good person to keep up with on that. Mr. Davey D on Twitter. He's kind of in the mix. I think he might still be on the scene. He's always on the scene of something. It seems like he shows up at, you know, all the WTO protests and the G20 summits. Okay, so Mr. Davey D, 15 minutes ago, says, folks headed back up to 14th and Broadway. Noise is loud. No one is backing down, but this tear gas stings.
Yeah, it does. It makes your skin hurt too, man.
He says, many people are downtown. The crowd has grown. Everybody's chanting our streets. The crowd has doubled in size easily.
Mary's in the Bay. Was she down there? Was she?
She was actually in San Francisco earlier today protesting Barack Obama, who was in town raising some cash.
Yeah, he's in Denver tomorrow, too.
Yeah, he went from the Air Force One left SFO earlier today en route to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So should they anticipate a riot on behalf of the police tomorrow?
Yeah, Occupy Denver might want to watch their backs. I think. Watch out.
I kind of want to meet Mary Mad.
I kind of want to meet Mary Mad, too.
Not like that. She's married, bruh. But still.
Like what?
I just want to meet her. She seems nice.
Why would I? I know she's married. Why would I want
to? You hit creepy voice.
I'm just a creepy guy, dude. I'm a creeper. It just naturally sounds like that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You know what? You got me. Yes, I would do. I would do Mary. Of course. But I'm not. I wouldn't try anything. You know, if she wasn't married, Mary. I'd be interested. But you know, obviously, you know, it's strictly. I'm not gonna be a bad guy. I can joke about it, but I'm not gonna act on it. Anything, obviously. Come on, have respect. Believe it or not.
Yeah. Sure. We should go to Denver tomorrow night.
Denver?
Yeah.
I can't. I'm busy.
It's only 19 hours away.
I'm occupying the bay.
Yeah, but see, it was different than the SF one. It was totally different.
Oh my God, it's night and day, dude. The SF one is very makeshift. It's very smaller turnout, way less people. But yeah, they've already been raided though a couple of times.
Yeah. I was down there one night when they were flexing nuts.
I go down. I've been down there a couple of times and caught the general assemblies.
I don't like general assemblies, man. I like it when it's like tonight.
Yeah, you like the confrontation. I know. I get it.
Did you see that the cabin already has like 70 of their badge numbers already posted up?
I did not see that.
Yeah, that was a nice little thing to see when I came home.
The cabin has been busy, huh?
It's been a little busy.
I saw that speaking of Mr. Davey D, I saw that he retweeted some Euronon News tweets. I'm glad that...
Is that impressive?
Yeah, Davey D's the fucking man on the scene here, dude. He knows what's up.
Maybe I should call into his show.
Oh, he retweeted you as well, Jackal Anon. You said a protester just threw money at the police yelling, "Will you protect us now?"
Yeah, that was epic. Like, super epic.
How much money did they throw at him?
A handful, enough to make it rain.
Nice.
You know it's good when you can make it rain.
Yeah, you just need about $50.
Oh.
$50. Make it rain. We're making it rain right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm kicking it freestyle here with Jackal Anon. We're chopping it up about Occupy Oakland. He was down on the scene earlier. And if you want to join us, the number, 347-826-7667. Don't be shy. We have a caller here from 626. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey.
Hey, what the fuck? Is this Ms. Becker?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's up? What's going down in the hometown?
I'm just... sitting rage tweeting right now.
Are you still going off on what's her name? God, I already forgot her name.
Oh, I kind of stopped. And then,
Joyce Brothers or something.
Karen Ruskin is her name. If you want to tweet, I'll tweet her. I'm not
Karen
in the chat.
I want to get her on the show.
I'll just tweet her. sweet.
Make sweet love to her.
Yeah.
Seduce her.
Enjoy us on Vince in the
Yeah,
Bay.
She's a regular guest on O'Reilly. I'm sure she'll get right back to me.
Yeah. Well, I just tweeted
her,
that.
Yeah, we'll get her booked. Huh. Yeah. No, I appreciate that. We'll definitely book her on the show. I'll try to fit her in this week if I can.
Yeah. Wow. I love to just sit in a room with her and tear her apart and make her cry and question her entire life and, you know, admit that daddy didn't love her enough and shit like that.
I was getting hot and heavy until you got to the part after ripping her apart. That was kind of sexy. I was getting kind of hot and heavy when you were saying that you wanted to be in a room with her and ripped her apart, and you kind of killed it for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it in the sexy context. I should start over. I meant in the context, this woman's got to be just sick herself.
Yeah.
Ugh. What can you do?
So what else have you been Twitter raging about?
I'm Twitter raging about Occupy Oakland, and I did legal research on their municipal codes, and it turns out that the unlawful assembly municipal code hasn't been touched since 1915. So they are basing their arrest on something that some uppity white folks said about where people can specifically protest. It's just silly to me, and that's going to get killed by the ACLU in court. But I guess the mayor is flying back from D.C. as we speak. I guess she got a wake-up call.
She should.
Down. Yeah.
Her voicemail box has been full since about an hour ago.
Is that the number that the cabin crew just tweeted?
That was her fax machine, and her fax machine sadly is not accepting any more faxes.
Oh.
Yeah. Sad for her. It's a lot of toner.
What's this 510 number? What's this 510 number that Jacqueline on?
That would be the police station.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah. I don't know if I want to prank call that number, but
no, you don't have to prank call it. It's a legitimate phone call. You don't think that's their? They should.
Yeah,
be...
but I would be tempted to joke. I know me.
Police brutality is getting me so hot right now. I just love this S&M you're carrying us.
I was wondering if you could send a couple of officers with some pepper spray down to my apartment.
What you should do is call local 911 and report police brutality on the protesters. That would be brilliant. It's true.
It is.
Or
I mean,
report a fire inside the park because there's smoke.
Dude, just pizza bomb them.
No, we've
come
actually
on,
decided.
Come on, we're the internet. We're better than that. Let's just this internet. It's just this pizza bomb.
We figured that actually pizza bomb is too young, and we decided at the cabin that we're going to start ordering people escort
Chinese
services.
Food? Chinese food. I got Chinese food bombed once on the show, live on the show. The Chinese food bombed. It was great.
Escort services. They still get paid
escort
at the door.
Service escort service bomb.
You can find them easily on Craigslist. And you just don't have a problem.
No, I thought they got rid of that on Craigslist. I thought they were on back pages.
They probably veil it under different categories.
Yeah. You're looking for a good time.
Is that... What they just do it under some.
Just have to search it, bro.
I thought that's what they developed the whole back pages for, because that's where people are going to go for that.
Is that where you go now?
Yeah, it's where everybody goes now.
Nothing's better than the misconnection.
I didn't know it was secretly spread amongst random other categories on Craigslist. Please do tell. Where do you go?
I just search it, and I find it. So I like to send them grannies.
Oh, search, smirch. I'm not. Here we go. I'm checking out some fresh pics from Occupy Oakland. Yeah, dude, that shit looks pretty hectic.
Yeah.
You should come hang out with me, bro.
I'd love to. Unfortunately, my PO would probably be PO'd.
Why?
If I got swooped up in anything.
Because the First Amendment can be stopped at 11 o'clock. Is that why?
No, I mean, if I got locked up for trespassing.
Trespassing on a public park?
Well, it's got a stated ordinance that says that there's no...
How about me on the sidewalk? The sidewalk's up
there.
I
could go down and stand on the sidewalk. Sure, yeah. Sure, I'll go down and stand on the sidewalk. Occupy the sidewalk.
You gotta respect everyone's boundaries, though. Like, I know in Ventura, Lederman has been holding off on camping, trying to get a permit. I'm sure there's people camping there. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't been there to see it, but he's told me we're not camping yet. Because, like, he's an attorney. If he gets arrested, there goes his bar number. So everyone's got their own boundaries that have to be respected. But, hey, if you got nothing to lose, go for it.
I have stuff to lose, but I think it's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would just, honestly, if I went down there, and the only reason why I wanted to go down there earlier was just to gawk.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I don't feel that's like, drink your mocha and watch us die.
I don't want to be a protest groupie. I just don't want to be a protest groupie. I'm not into that. I'm either in it to win it or not, and I just can't get in it to win it. I'm sorry. But I respect the rights of these people to express their opinion. And
you still think it's a Tea Party movement?
I never said it was a Tea Party movement. I said it was. I meant that I thought it was going to turn into a Tea Party of the left. Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh.
In some ways, yeah, I think that still is going to more or less, I think the jury's out on that still. But I think there's definitely forces out there that are certainly trying to turn it into that still, and it could still turn into that. But I think this is going
to
ultimately be kind of like another sort of like the anti-war movement and the...
I think it's bigger than that.
I think
and the WTO protests and all that. I think it's gonna go down more or less something like that in the ultimate scheme of things.
Well, WTO is huge, man.
No, I think this is huge too. Don't get me wrong. I think this is enormous. I mean, it's happening everywhere. Obviously, there's sure.
Yeah, but
there's
it's not anything
on.
Like WTO or G20s.
I think it eats those protests. I think it just consumes those. It's so big.
You think so?
Maybe. I mean, isn't that the point? Like, you come
yeah,
in
it's pretty much like the epic
let you
of
in
the all.
And hear you out.
Yeah, it's pretty much epic, but still.
Oh, Mary Mad makes a good point. She says Oakland did not really have a Tea Party. Yeah, I think Oakland, as Occupy Oakland, is a very unique animal out of all this Occupy stuff. Like I've said this before, but I think it's there's a lot of people that are occupying this Occupy. And not, you know, whether it be homeless people or just like folks that are already organized and pushing for one cause, and they have just decided they're going to just go under this umbrella of the Occupy to help get their
you know what I'm surprised I haven't
cause
heard
out there.
Is that it's all the Oaksterdam people that are protesting? I haven't heard that one yet. Because they're trying to say it's like all these college dropout kids.
Oh.
So if I didn't know, I thought the first thing that they would go to would be all the smoked out kids.
I don't know. I think it's just disaffected youth. Yeah, whether they're smoked out or not, there's probably some straight edges down there. There's every
Well, yeah, for sure. Everybody's
down
there.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's all sorts. It's a scene. It's totally a party. And that's what I loved about it in the beginning was I was like, dude, this is a fucking just a big party.
It's not a party when you have guests.
Yeah, and I was kind of jelly. I wanted to be in the at the party. But then it got all politically. It just lost me. I wanted to party, dude. Like they're cracking down on the drumming now. They have rules for the drummers. You want to talk about free speech? These people can't freely drum at any moment. Like, that's kind of suspect, if you ask me. Also,
I think people are trying to strike a balance between, the neighbors being pissed off and...
Well, are the neighbors pissed off?
Not necessarily, like, policed, but it's maintained.
Are the neighbors upset when, first, their BART station's closed? Second, they have gas is going through their alleys. Are they getting upset when they're having noise cannons going off? I mean, seriously, they're creating more of a ruckus than any drum would have.
Right.
Well, we're
course.
Talking about
that's
two
good.
Different things.
We are.
The drums,
I get the point. I mean, that's
drums,
why you have
I know
the
what you mean.
Of the protests for all those other nuisances the government gives to you. But I've gotten into it with a girl who lives near Occupy LA, and I mean, you have to at least be a bit sympathetic because you're not fighting the neighbors. You're fighting something bigger than that. So I wouldn't want to police the drum circles, but you know, at least don't
have
be
good
drum
ones,
circling at 3 in the goddamn morning.
At least have good drum circles, because the ones I've experienced have sucked.
Come out here to Hippie Hill, man, over here at the Occupy Golden Gate Park. It's been going on for 50 years. See how it's done. See how it's done right. We've been occupying for 50 years here in Golden Gate Park, bitches.
Not
eat that, suckers. All right, let's see who else we got up in this bitch. Hello, 562, area code 562. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hello there. This is Peter.
Hey, Peter. What's going on? What's on your mind tonight?
Mostly I want to talk about that. I've been supporting Occupy LA for since it started, really, a few months ago. However, I've been living close to the area that they're currently, well, occupying, and the problem here has gotten really bad.
Oh, yeah? What's happening there?
Well, the problem really here is that, like you said, there's not really a concise lack of order. I mean, there is a concise lack of order, but sorry, it's just I've been having late nights, but they've been playing well off into the night on their bongos, and that there's been a lot of defecation going on around here, which is confusing to me because there's a lot of porta potties set up.
Too lazy, too tired, man.
See, like
all day long. You protest all day long. It's too much to get up to go to the porta potty.
But LA is one of the nicest ones. The cops like them.
See, honestly though, seriously, Peter. The reason why they're not defecating in there, they're making political statements. Like you saw the guy on Occupy Wall Street. He defecated on a police car. Now, he was not doing it because that was the only place he could go. He was doing it to make a political statement. That's what civil disobedience is all about.
Yes.
That's legit, though.
It was very alarming to me because when I woke up this morning, my red Prius had been having shit on at least seven times.
See,
and I was
exactly.
Wondering what corporate statement
you had a red Prius.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. At least you didn't have a Hummer.
You're part of the problem.
Yeah. Part of the problem.
That's what they're saying. That
Peter,
is what they're saying.
Peter,
by
you
wiping
sound like your... someone I know.
And there's another problem. When I saw my cat had been skinned alive in the street,
I hate when that happens. That's the worst, isn't it?
Wall Street bankers being
how long have you been
alive? I'm not aware of what you're speaking about, but I need to go wash up my car.
Okay. Thanks, bro.
Sounds like something I know. I swear to God.
All right. Thanks for calling, Peter. Peter, appreciate the call. Good times. We lost Peter. He got called out for trolling. Well, you know,
shotgun
shells
found.
Yeah, at least I can tell, I don't know, maybe I've listened to Ghost long enough to be able to spot them out, but when they just kind of go on a vanilla sort of bland sentence fragment and just linger on it long enough with a certain sort of tone in their voice, you can almost like instantaneously tell that, you know, you're just waiting for the Lemon Party reference or... you know, whatever. I just waiting for one of the memes to come up, and he never got to it. I don't know. He was
another tear gas.
Was he trying to like subtly troll us? What was he doing?
That was.
To God, that might have been someone I know, and if it was, then it was a joke. But otherwise, it was just someone trolling. If it wasn't someone I know.
Well, either way, it was
like
a joke. I mean, either way, it was a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. It was a good try. Valiant effort.
It was really good. If he would have not told me that, like, his cat got skinned alive.
That was a joke.
Yeah, I would have probably still have given him the benefit of the doubt.
All right. In the chat room, the Ozone is who's a notorious late night listener here on Block Talk Radio. He's saying that he thinks the Occupy Wall Street is organized by socialists, but they don't want to admit it. And I disagree. I don't think it's. I think there's certainly socialists that have shown up to the party and want to get their socialist agenda out there. That's been well documented. But I don't think it's. I don't think they're calling the shots. I think some of the things that are some of the behavior has socialist undertones to it, like this whole call and response human microphone bullshit, which. Understand its purpose. Like in the original Wall Street protest, they did it because it was a practical reason because the cops said you couldn't have a megaphone, I guess. But it's since spread around the country, and all these other people use it regardless of the fact whether they can hear the person or not because they have a megaphone, and it's really annoying. And I think that sort of has kind of a socialist sort of feel to it. Sort of a collective, like we all have. Oh, the consensus model, that again.
They're finding shotgun shells at the Oakland protests.
Shotgun shells.
Yes.
Wasn't it the cop who had shotgun?
Was there a report of a shooting? Did somebody get hit with a?
I don't know.
That could mean anything. That could mean anything. Who knows?
Well, there's a picture of a person holding up a. Tear gas container and two shotgun shells.
Oh, you know what? I think that's probably they probably shot off a blank round to help add to the sound and the mayhem. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
That could be.
I would be surprised. Did they find any? And that, it'd be something different. They found a round somewhere. But hopefully, I'm just guessing.
We'll find out in the morning.
Jewish producer says, good news, bathtub girl is on her way to the bay. Uh-oh. Are we going to get a visit by bathtub girl? Is that what you're saying? I think that's what you're saying. Bathtub girl, is that you?
Yeah.
Hey, baby cakes, how you doing? Where you been all my life?
I'm doing well. I'm having fun tonight. How about you?
Oh, I'm having a blast watching these people get blasted over in Occupy Oakland, honey. Of course, you know what we're talking about.
I haven't looked it up. I heard a little rumbling about it.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of rumbling. It's been going on.
But you know those shells? That person could have brought those empty shells. I mean, who knows?
Oh, seriously. Are you really being serious right now?
Well, yeah, because some people like attention. I don't know who the person is. And
did they also bring the tear gas container that they're holding?
It's just like the cops setting people up, too. Well, I imagine the tear gas thing is probably true. You know.
Oh, good. I was just making sure that you weren't just completely off your rocker tonight.
No, I'm not. You know, but I mean, you have to look at that aspect. Is this a person wanting attention?
No, not really.
You know. But that's just an observation. That's all. Mm. You know, I'd like to hear more about it. So, true or not, that person will get some attention, and I don't know. Hey, Vince, Thursday night, do you want me to come back on and do what I did last week?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you want to do readings, you're more than welcome to. Yeah, of course.
You know, something lighthearted and fun.
Psychic readings with Bathtub Girl. Yeah, absolutely. That was a hit. Jackal was, had his reading, and Kishu got her reading.
I was just shocked at how young some of the people that are listening are. Makes me want to behave a little bit.
I know. I try to do this show. I try to do this show when everybody's asleep, but they still find me.
Well, there's worse things they could be listening to, Vince. So I don't think you're a horrible choice for a 14-year-old. But that sounded so wrong, didn't it?
It's okay. You said it, not me. It's all good. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm holding it down here with Bathtub Girl and also Jackal Anon. And Ms. Becker's here, Bathtub Girl. You missed her the other night. Yes, she's here.
Oh, hey, girl. How are you doing?
I'm raging.
Are you?
She's
What's
pissed.
Wrong?
Yeah, she's
Tell
in
me
zone.
All about it.
Well, first I was raging at this bitch, Dr. Karen Ruskin. And then I was raging about Occupy Oakland. Yeah. And now I'm just raging all over.
Mm-hmm. Do you need some stress relief?
Probably.
Mm-mm-mm.
Can I tell a story? If we're talking about psychic
yes.
readings.
Please tell a story.
This one's kind of fun and a little sexy and probably risque for me to say, but I'll say it anyways. Last night...
Oh, no, you haven't gone that way at all since you've been a friend of the show. So this will
this one's a little touchy personal, but, you know, I'm not worried.
Right.
I had a not full-on sex dream, but a very sensual dream about my contracts teacher. And it's really weird because I'm not even remotely attracted to him.
You sure it wasn't crappy tires? Or Caleb?
But no, it was my contract.
He wishes.
And I woke up, hi crappy tires, hey Caleb name. But anyways, I woke up just like, what the fuck, why did I just have that dream? But then thinking like, wow, that was a hot dream. I go to class, and the topic of the day is a case called Watts versus Watts. And all of a sudden, my contracts teacher goes into the fact that sex isn't consideration in a contract. And his whole lecture is, like, all about sex and how it fits into marriage and a contract and whether or not you can make sex part of a contract. And it was like, wow. Did I have a weird prophetic dream or what? But it went from sexy dream to, like, sex talk in
sexy
contract
talk.
Law class.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I think that's your next boyfriend.
I think he's married.
I think you're going to seduce him.
He's also too short for me, but...
schoolroom romance. Yeah, love on the rocks. I can see it happening, yeah.
People's talking in the chat. I should probably go into the chat room because I don't know what people are saying.
No one's saying anything.
Oh, you don't want to know.
They're not saying anything at all.
Mary Mad says, Mary Wendigo, I'm not fapping anymore. Mary Mad says, Jana Katsuyama of KTVU got gassed live on air. That's epic.
Oh, wow.
Please link me. I want to see that. She could.
Have you ever been gassed? Well,
no, I've not, thankfully.
My parents have.
I have. 3 times. Nine.
Yeah. My dad was at graduated from Berkeley from 69, so he basically ran home every day through that stuff.
I wasn't with my parents the first 3 years of my life because they did a lot of protests, or my father did it more so, and it was dangerous. You know, Memphis in 68. It was different.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was kettled by the LAPD about a couple months ago for that stupid Hollywood riot. That wasn't really a riot. It's a bunch of stupid white kids who got scared and ran away when the cops showed up.
That's legit.
Huh?
I said that's legit.
Yeah. But I was, you know, I experienced the kettling of riot cops, and it was just sort of silly because there weren't much more than 175 people to kettle, and most of them were clearly not rioting kids. Most of them were on the sidewalk just looking.
That's funny. But, I mean, they have to test these things once in a while. They have to have in real life training.
Yeah. It was conspiracy to get Cascade to call all his Twitter followers out to Hollywood Boulevard, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like, because it was just so... It was
nothing. I just can't imagine how the cops feel in all this.
Yeah. That's why I kept posting. There's an ordinance that says if you want to whistleblow, you're protected. If you think what you're doing is wrong, you're being given, unlawful orders. You can stand against it. And I kept tweeting that. I was rage tweeting that particular ordinance in the Oakland Code. I mean, in general, I think that's the law pretty much everywhere. If you whistleblow, then, you know... Of course, people are going to retaliate, but legally you're protected.
Boom. I just heard from Boots Riley. He's on Twitter. He says he's home now. He got tear gassed, but all is good. The homie Boots Riley holding it down, man. How many hip-hop artists put their money where their or put their not their money, just put their fucking boots on the ground and do what they you know what they talk about. Boots Riley's been an activist for years and hit a lot of social issues and stuff throughout his career, and he's talked about you know revolutions and all this stuff. And he was out there, you know, on the front lines. I fucking saw him out there. Like people like him and Immortal Technique kind of put their shit out there for real. Shouts out to him. You don't see 50 Cent out there on you know on the streets. You got Kanye making a little quick little dip inside just to kind of like check out the people, you know, doing yoga and meditating in the park during the day. But he's not trying to march over the Brooklyn Bridge or anything. Boots Riley's out there marching around, getting tear gassed. That's what's up.
Keeping it real.
Dr. Karen Reskin. Oh, my God. We got to get her on the show. Hey, bathtub girl. You should.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Karen Reskin?
What is that last name sound
Dr.
familiar?
Karen Reskin.
The last name sounds familiar.
A world-renowned psychotherapist or psychoanalyst. What is her title exactly? She's just
psychotherapist. Psychotherapist Psy D. So basically she didn't go to school to be like a scholar plus a doctor. She just wants to be a professional. So she
MSW?
Cut straight the chase of I want to be a psychologist but not really she's a psychotherapist. She's not really that legit. She's a fame whore. Let's just leave it at that.
Oh, that's an epic photo.
Well, what do you like about her, Vince?
She's awesome.
Hot.
Her milky white legs.
She is very hot. That's not.
Her pronounced nose. She's basically like a Jewish Tina Fey.
Ooh.
Or a New Jersey housewife version of Tina Fey.
Is she single?
I hope so.
She does marriage therapy, though, so.
Does she do sex therapy?
Oh, one of those.
I do want to get my sexology degree. I've got to work on that.
Is there an Occupy person that's a sex therapist? Because I would love to listen to that person.
I can do it, I guess.
Are you a sex therapist?
I can learn.
Oh. I just think there are many creative people in that movement. It would be fun to hear from them.
There's a lady, Vina Blanchard. Let me copy her thing. She's a sex therapist. I don't think she probably is pro the Occupy movement. I don't know if she's involved or not. She's someone who has her degree in sexology from the Institute of Advanced Human Sexuality Studies in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. There's her website. I just posted it. She's a cool lady. I mean, that's just someone who does something called surrogate partners.
Mm-hmm.
So basically if you need sex therapy, like if you're just a messed up person and you need to practice being in a relationship, you can
have to be intimate.
It's a therapy, yeah, where you practice intimacy with a
So how have they been helpful tonight?
What's up?
How have they been helpful tonight in Occupy Oakland?
Oh, this lady? I just brought her up because she's a sex counselor that I know of. But otherwise, I don't know. I'm sure she's the kind of spirit who would support Occupy.
Well, why don't you contact her? I would love to hear
go to school
like that. It would be fun to hear.
Who knows? Let's see if she has a Twitter. I only talked to her once.
Or maybe a nudist that's at the Occupy forefront.
There's plenty of those.
Something different. Well, that would be fun to talk to, don't you think so, Vince?
Them? Say that again?
The nudists that are at some of the Occupy...
it's the same three guys. It's the same three guys. What about them?
Oh, no, a woman. You know, find a woman nudist.
Oh,
I mean, the woman's body is so beautiful.
We wouldn't be so lucky.
Beautiful.
No, it'd be a tranny. It wouldn't even be a world woman if it was in San Francisco. I wouldn't believe it. But I see that some people are...
I bet she could. She's very resourceful.
40 people just got arrested.
Maybe a nano bear could.
You got arrested?
40 people on Atlanta. 40
people. E-40 got arrested?
Yeah, going down in Atlanta, too.
Wow.
And
in
somebody's
Baltimore.
Saying, I am a witness to the rubber bullets being shot. Some people are saying that those shell casings were for rubber bullets. Maybe there were some some rubber bullets shot.
Yeah, I know that there was rubber bullets shot.
So that's probably what those casings are for, from.
Yeah. It was rubber bullets, bean bags.
Dude, this one kid got nailed pretty hard with a rubber bullet right in the face. Check this out. I'm going to put this in the chat.
I already have.
Okay?
Oh. Oh, yeah, you did. You asshole. Beat me to it. Yeah, I think that was courtesy of Boots Riley. Let's see. We got another caller here. Let's see who this is. Area code 415, local number. Go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Vince. It's Kishu.
Oh, my God. Two shows in a row.
God.
I can't believe it.
I know.
Of course, you call at the very end again.
I know. Last minute. I know. I couldn't get on until right now. But it's Tuesday. Therefore, Fruity Tuesday,
God.
Kishu music. So I just wanted to call in and request a song, of course. So any Kishu song is good, but I just had to call and, make my presence known.
Yeah, the show formerly known as Fruity Tuesday is being replaced tonight by Occupy Oakland. We were just following all the craziness going down on the streets of downtown Oakland tonight.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it made my local news, and I was like, wow, it's madness going on over there.
Oh, one of I think it was CBS Evening News, their lead story was Occupy Oakland. Like the national, news, it's whatever, 6 or 5 or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Cronkite reported on it. It was unreal. It's everywhere.
It was a crazy night, bro. You sure came down.
I know. I was so tempted to. If I went down, I wouldn't have done a show. I would have just.
That's fine. The show could have lasted. Like, this is.
Yeah, the show could be the recap, exactly.
This
I don't know.
Go
it looks pretty dicey down there, dude. It looked pretty dicey. I don't know if I need to get caught in the crossfire there. I think I can do without some pepper spray. But it seems like it's still going. I can go down there now.
Course,
no
bro.
One says I can't. Don't make me go down there right now. Yeah, 5 minutes. I can go straight down there after this.
Pepper spray clears pores.
I feel kind of left out. Everybody's been pepper sprayed except for me. I you're right. I'm gonna go down there. I the show's done in 3.5 minutes. I'm gonna close up shop and go over and occupy.
You should one up me and get hit by a rubber bullet too.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna get pepper sprayed. I'm gonna get rubber bulleted. I'm gonna get sound cannoned.
I've been sound cannoned.
Dude, I want to get dragged.
That,
I want to get dragged around by my knuckles. I just wanted.
I hit by a beanbag.
I want to do it all, man. I feel so left out.
Yeah.
Well, go experience.
All right, I will. But before I do that, I have to thank everybody for listening. It's been a fantastical show. Thanks for everybody for showing up. Let's go around the horn real quick and get some final thoughts. Bathtub Girl, your final thoughts.
Oh, I just came in the show late. I don't have final thoughts right now.
Good. Perfect. Jackal Anon, anything you'd like to say in parting here?
Take your country back.
Okie doke. Ms. Becker, anything you'd like to say in closing here?
Keep it real. Or else.
Or else what?
Exactly.
Or else, I will make out with Dr. Karen Ruskin alive on air. I'm gonna start stalking her. Get her on the show.
Doing it.
Hey, the cabin crew should dox her and get her phone number, her cell phone, so we can call her on the show.
Dude, I doxed someone today just to find out what their real Twitter was because I knew what their fake one was. Just for then I can rage on their real Twitter.
Nice. So wicked, but so good. And finally, Kishu, final thoughts.
Thanks for having me for 2 minutes, and I'll try to call in, next time a little earlier in the show,
yeah,
not the last minute. But I love you all. I miss you all so much.
You missed. And, it's a good thing though. You missed Shari Wong. He was my co-host for the whole first.
I don't even care. Like, I feel bad for him. I honestly feel bad for him. Like I know he was hurt, but fail. Anyways, like I said, I love you. I miss you guys. I'll try to call in as soon as I can. And you get to pick whatever Kishu song ever.
I will. All right, cool. Thanks for calling, Kishu. Again, the show starts now at 9 p.m., just so you know. I know I used to start it at 11 and 10, and it's been all over the place, but lately it's been 9, just so you know.
And, hey, Zev, I do need to talk to you.
Well, we got 20 seconds. It's going to have to wait. Until next time, I'm Vince in the Bay. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And I'm going to leave you here with some Arctic Monkeys for Kishu. Peace out, yo.
Thank you, very nice.